Welcome to AcademicCast, Texas Tech University's biweekly podcast series from the Office of the Provost. I'm Rachel Pierce, and I'll be covering the top academic stories on campus. Later in the program, Provost Bob Smith will spotlight Student of Integrated Scholarship Alyssa Ingram. First, the news. Developing strong communication skills is critical in the workplace, in particular, the field of science. Students in Texas Tech's Biotechnology Master's Program will have an advantage in the job market. Part of the program's required curriculum is a scientific communications course taught by Dr. Susan San Francisco and Dr. Stephanie Lockwood. Dr. San Francisco says the class helps students to strengthen their speaking and writing skills.
The ability to communicate what they're doing is absolutely critical. And I think, you know, no matter how good a scientist you are, if you can't communicate that, it won't matter. It just won't matter. So those are just hugely important, you know, skills that I think you really can't go to the next step if you can't talk about your data in a way that's meaningful. And I think scientists are going to be called on more to do that anyway, as so many of these issues, especially in biotech, you know, are starting to get on the edges of, you know, legal things, ethical things, and scientists are going to have to be able to talk about what they do.
The course covers a range of topics, including oral presentations, reading and organizing scientific papers, writing summaries of scientific literature, and resume writing and interviewing. The final project in the course is a poster presentation. To learn more about the Biotechnology Master's Program, visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. The Texas Tech University System Board of Regents names its newest Horn Professor. Agricultural Economics Professor Thomas Knight received the honor in recognition of his scholarly contributions to the university. Knight has worked at Texas Tech since 2002. The Horn Professorship is the highest honor that a faculty member at Texas Tech can receive. The university's Upward Bound program receives a $2.5 million grant from the U.S. Department of Education. The funds will be dispersed over 5 years and enable the program to continue preparing high school students for the demands of college. Upward Bound is part of the Division of Institutional Diversity, Equity, and Community Engagement. Along with a commitment to academics, students of Integrated Scholarship pursue a course of lifelong learning through their involvement in active learning. Modes of active learning include internships, service learning experiences, undergraduate and graduate research, and opportunities to study abroad. In this edition of AcademicCast, Provost Bob Smith spotlights Alyssa Ingram, a student of Integrated Scholarship.
Early in her journey as an undergraduate, Alyssa Ingram decided to remap the course of her life. She originally majored in human development and family studies, but she changed her focus after a trip to Africa and an inspirational dream.
I went to Africa over the summer before college started, and I wanted to do that for the rest of my life, but get paid for it, and that doesn't exist. It sounds kind of silly, but that night I just had a dream that I was a special ed major, and I changed my major the next morning, and ever since then I've just like been getting really involved with things to see if that fits me, and sure enough, it's been awesome, and that's what's led me here, and everything's proved that that is something that my heart just really loves to do.
Now in her senior year, Ingram is student teaching full-time at Bean Elementary School in Central Lubbock. This active learning experience allows her to work one-on-one with special needs children.
Student teaching is a 4-month program, and it's the last semester before you graduate. I'm building lessons. I'm working with the kids. I plan assessments. I monitor. I do everything I'm going to do when I have my own classroom. But for now, the accountability isn't on me. It's on my teacher. And so it's just a great way of practicing, really.
In addition to inspiring a career shift, Ingram's outreach in Africa has motivated her to return each summer. Upon noticing the lack of quality drinking water there, Ingram resolved to help bring clean water to Africans by building wells. She and her friends have raised money through their own nonprofit organization, Project H2O.
One girl told me, she asked me if I wanted water, which it's not really safe to drink water in a third world nation. So I didn't have any, but she went to a local river, which had all their trash, and there was a little child swimming in it. And it's where a lot of people also use the restroom, and that's where she got her water. And she would boil it, but it's still not clean. Like, there's a difference between clean water and the water that she got and then boiled. And so seeing that was just horrendous. I mean, no child especially deserves to live in that. And so Project H2O started on Tech campus to just fight that cause and really most importantly just tell people about the world water crisis because no one knows about it. We built one well, which is 5,000, and we're halfway to another.
Ingram has also traveled to Spain to engage in another active learning experience, study abroad. In Spain, she studied in Sevilla with many other Texas Tech students.
I highly suggest it for any other Tech students who want to study abroad that Seville in Spain is just awesome. We got to go to Madrid, we got to go to Toledo, so many other cities in Spain. We even got to go to Portugal, and it was an incredible experience. We stayed with a host mom, and my Spanish got a lot better. So now, like, a lot of these kids are very cultural, and most of them are bilingual, and so, like, I'll hear them talking, and I actually know what they mean now, because I can finally understand Spanish after being in Spain for 2 months over the summer.
Ingram has accomplished much while pursuing her bachelor's degree, and she encourages her fellow students to follow the paths their hearts lead them to in order to find happiness and experience a sense of accomplishment.
When you're doing something that you love, it just kind of comes natural. And I'm not saying that it comes easy, but it flows from like a heart of joy, and it becomes something that you desire and that you push for and strive for.
By traveling a route that challenged and best suited her, Alyssa Ingram became involved in a number of active learning experiences, including studying and serving abroad. By doing so, she learned a lesson aptly described by author Evan Schwartz, and I quote, "There's but one surefire way to finding one's innermost self, and that is to embark when time comes on a journey. And the more arduous the adventure, the more perilous the path, the steeper the cliffs, the more dangerous the demons, the more choices one is forced to make, all the better for determining one's true character," end quote. Ingram's journey and service have augmented her 4 years at Texas Tech University and allowed her to stand out as a student of integrated scholarship. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Smith.
Thanks, Dr. Smith. If you would like to learn more about Texas Tech Students of Integrated Scholarship, visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. Finally, Academicast would like to recognize the more than 3,600 students who graduated from Texas Tech this semester. Congratulations, Red Raiders! That concludes this edition of Academicast. If you would like to learn more about our program or the stories featured here, visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. Thanks for listening, and join us again in 2 more weeks for the latest academic news from Texas Tech University.